Bueno.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can I speak to Michelle?
Nancy's who's calling?
Yes, this is David from Orbit Design Agency. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Hey, Jennifer, I'll call you right back. I'm doing well.
So how's the day going today?
My day's going well, thank you. How about yours?
That's good. So how's your website? How's your business going?
Good. I was trying to figure out some stuff. I didn't want to call you guys to, because I know when Sam and I, you know, did everything, like, it was kind of like sometimes there was communication thing and I had a lot going on. So I wanted to see, he was supposed to send me a link to basically help me to be able to edit my website.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, they have the little videos, I believe it's on YouTube or whatever platform they are on, that basically kind of help you out a little bit. But it
yeah.
seems like when I go into the back end and I try to edit it, it's like it's not taking. Like, if I try to change the logo, it like, doesn't take. It only changes the logo in the bar,
yeah,
the web
depends,
bar. Where
it
you
depends on for, like, if you're looking for changing the pictures, replacing the content, so you can just let us know so we can provide you with the video for that. So with the help of that, you can just make the changes on it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I need to do, because, I mean, I know a lot of the stuff is still the dummy text, and I want to go in there and kind of clean that up and make it look presentable. So, you know, once I do start getting the traffic like I'm going to be getting, then it won't, I don't look bad with dummy text on there, you know?
Yeah. So definitely you will going to replace your dummy text with your words as well as soon as you got the video for that.
Right, yeah. So that's why I need to just, like, if they can send a link to where I could go in there, because, I mean, I'm pretty pretty smart when it comes to doing things. I just, you know, need to be shown exactly how to do it. And
yeah.
with those videos, they were, you know, showing me how to do other things, and I want to actually change the content,
mm-hmm.
Like dummy text and everything on my
so
site, but I'm unsure how to do that.
Who basically write the content for you?
I'm sorry?
Who basically write the content for you for your website, which I have seen right now, like, there are some of the content which is already placed, so.
Right.
Are you the one who write the content for this website?
Yes, I will. The content that is actually in place, I did write it, so I wanted to go through and finish it out.
Okay.
I mean, I wrote it, and then I sent it to Sam, and Sam, you know, did what he did and made it appear on the site.
Mhm. Okay, that's great. So are you already done with it for all the pages?
No, I have not been able to figure out how to fix the rest of it.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not understanding the question correctly.
So why don't you basically hire Sam at that time for write the content for your website?
I didn't have that content at the moment, and I know, you know, he was trying to get it done, which is totally understandable, and so I figured, you know, I can let him go ahead and finish up what he was doing, and then I'd be able to go back in and actually fully customize it, but I hadn't been able to do that because I don't understand how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the only concern which you're facing to replacing the content on your website, that's it, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's great. So definitely I will go ahead and help you out with this part. And as well as the reason to give you a call, actually, we just got the notification from my technical management team regarding the website of yours. They are basically need to have words with you regarding that. Is this a good time to have words with you so I can transfer a call to them? You guys can carry on from there.
Sure.
Just give me a quick moment.
I'm sorry, before you put me on hold, would
mm-hmm.
you, let me see, because my phone is about to die. I think I'm on like 4%. And so I was going to see if you perhaps wouldn't mind calling my other phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, you know what? I think I may have my charger here so I can just charge it. Okay, we can go ahead. I'll plug the charger in.
Sure, that's great. Just give me a quick moment then, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Hey, thank you so much for holding the line. This is Jason Lynch. Am I speaking with Michelle Berry?
Yes, Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
So far, so good. No complaints up till now. How's the business been running so far?
So far, we're still trying to get it off the ground, but, I mean, I've made a lot of progress, so I can't complain.
That's understandable. Well, so far as you meant, you made a lot of progress in terms of if you talk about how's the user experience that you're actually facing, having with the website.
Okay, so I hadn't put my website, like, I hadn't marketed it because it's not up to par as the way I want it to be. And
okay.
So as far as traffic is, you know, that's pretty much non-existent.
Obviously, that it does make sense that your website has kind of a few of the important sections are being incomplete on the website. So it kind of requires some of the few major tweaks to be done. And obviously, you know, since we made a complete working source platform for you, so you know, one other reason I was actually going through within your project. And I just found a few of the things to be discussed over the phone call. And that was the whole purpose
okay.
of the call, to make sure that we actually achieve the end goal here. Okay. Now, starting off with the website, I heard, by the way, I forgot to introduce myself. I am one of the senior developer and technical lead, been working with Orbit Design Agency for almost like 2.5 years from now. I look after the major projects which requires any kind of major development or any kind of, technical aspects. So I actually kind of deal with those things. Now, I heard from the other guy you were actually speaking with that you kind of need the user manual as you are quite not familiar as how you can do frequent changes on a website.
That's correct.
Alrighty. Sounds good. While going through within your website, I do see that the website has just a minimalistic content available, which is not quite defining the whole business concept of yours. So, do you need any kind of help with revising the content and having that updated as to what your requirements are, you know, and making it more, you know, business and giving it a complete business exposure? Because obviously, understandable. And as you mentioned, that you're not able to actually market your website right as of now, because there could be a few reasons. Could you actually go ahead and enlighten those reasons as why you're not able to market your website up till now?
I'm choosing not to market it because it's not up to par. I don't want people to visit the site and then they get on there and they see, like, dummy text and, like, what the heck is wrong with her, like, or this company. Like, we don't want to go there because, you know, obviously...
So that's
just where my thing is.
That gives a bad impression to your business profile. Understandable. Any other features and functionality that you might just be looking for on the website? Do you have all these features and functionality over available on this website, or you kind of need some more detailed functionality to be added?
I'm from the looks of everything, I mean, I like to get in there and kind of, you know, tweak whatever I can tweak, and then if some changes need to be made. So right now, everything looks fine. I mean, the functionality is fine. I just want to make the content,
okay,
you know, match.
Alrighty, sounds good, sounds good. Well, see, if you talk about content, nowadays a lot of people, they have just a general idea that the minimum content which is available on the site, just to give on truly basis, if we talk about that, is quite not good enough, because obviously the content is kind of mixed up with, is kind of defining the whole business concept of yours. Now, along with that business concept, if we go ahead and integrate, like if we go ahead and add up some of the basic keywords for them, or you can say in a simple term, if I talk about the most search phrases which are being used on Google to actually make it more search friendly, that's where that's where it gets fruitful. Now, those keywords are required to be added. Obviously, those keywords would be the most search phrases being commonly used by the customers to search any certain business. Like, let's say if you're being as a property owner or being as a realtor, I'm sure you may have some keywords that you wanted to actually have or being used within your content. So this is something we'll actually be looking forward to. So I can actually help you with not just giving you a content, I can have those keywords being added. Now, apart from that, have you made your Google business profiling? Are you done with that? Have you made any kind of business Google My Business account for your business presence to be shown on?
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I was just asking you a question, whether if you're done with profiling yourself on the search engine.
Yes, I went through I forget what it was, but they did have like some to where I'd be able to create my business account and you know, certain keywords that I could use in order to be able to be basically considered in one of the, you know, top searches, I guess, you know, when you search, it has so many pages, like, you want to be as close to the first page as possible. So, yes, I'd say I'm about 50% done with that. I think that once I get with the website and get that all together, then I'd be able to complete, you know, the marketing with Google, because I don't want to market it and then kind of.
All right, I'm going to make it more minimalistic over here, and we'll clear the whole concept of our conversation, okay?
Okay.
All righty, just give me a minute here, okay? Just a minute.
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you so much for holding the line. I'm sorry I just caught up with a notification from my server. My server to actually provide more details over there. It was kind of required at that point. I'm sorry for that. Okay, so yeah, we were actually discussing about the keyword and the research part and the profiling of your business. Okay, now the first thing that starts off with, obviously, that is one of the major requirements is obviously your content, and the site needs to be tweaked you know, majorly tweak to make sure that you have the complete business look and a profile available for you to, for your customer to see and do the business with you. Now, secondly, or the most important part where people kind of don't understand, because if you talk about the SEO, I was actually trying to explain to you about the SEO, search engine optimization. Now, search engine optimization is a lot of people, they have that concept that it comes and it falls within the marketing part. Yes, it does, kind of, it is, but if you talk about with the real means, it is not the part of the marketing. Marketing is something where you actually make sure that your website gets available in front of the people or in front of the customers who are actually trying to get your services. Okay. Now, search engine optimization is basically meant for making sure that the website gets listed within those search directories where it's needed to be, and your domain is required to be registered, not just with Google, but with the other search engines such as Yahoo, Bing, or maybe AOL or any other search engines where it's required to be, or where you will actually be further on going, moving forward with doing the marketing of yours. Okay? Now, not just with adding creating your website onto those search engines to show you as a legitimate business. Obviously, it requires your content to be optimized with the tags, with the blog additions, and further on and so forth things. Obviously, and this is something which if I go into in-depth detail, it is a very, very huge and huge topic to actually discuss, and might just take probably an hour or two for it to actually go through. However, let's come to the conclusion part over here, and that is obviously to talk about the main response, and that's something that starts off with having your content, an SEO-friendly content that can actually give you, along with all the meta taggings and all the other stuff, including the Google My Business Profiling. If you're in front of your computer, I can show you as what Google My Business Profile is, and this way you'll have an idea what I'm exactly talking about. Are you in front of your computer, or maybe if there is any chance to actually open up? You can search any name you want on the Google, like such as Bill Gates, and you'll on the top left side, you'll actually top right side, you'll actually see Bill Gates' picture along with its Google profile showing his net worth and the company is being merged, so on and so forth. The information section would actually be there. So this is one of the most important part where your business needs to be registered. And apart from that, obviously Yelp is there, and many other business platforms are required there. We can actually go ahead and use to have your business being shown up over there. Now, apart from that, on the website, I do see that the website is not much mobile responsive. So I can have this website being shown as mobile responsive to make sure if anyone try to access the website through the mobile responsive. Like through any mobile device, such as maybe like a tablet or maybe a cell phone, they're able to actually they will not be facing any kind of pixelation issue, and the website would look like an app. Definitely, it will not be an app, but it will actually have that kind of the results is this way, so that the users get the best user experience to actually go through with the website and go through with finding any of the requirements or, you know, doing any kind of business within that. Now, one of the most important part that I kind of see is how do you plan on having your business customers contact you? Because I can see that you do have the sign-up form over here, but do you plan to actually add any kind of chat for communication? By any chance, if some visitor actually comes down to your website, looks at the information, if you're trying to actually capture that lead visitor or into a potential customer, do you plan on adding any chat functionality or feature onto your website? By any chance?
Maybe in the future, yes.
Maybe in the future, not for now.
No, because I'm a one-man show for right now.
Okay. Well, in the best, let me tell you the best part in the online industry. in the online industry, a lot of people, they work on individual basis, but, you know, while having the kind of a business platform, it doesn't show the visitor or the person who's actually coming down to your business portfolio, to your business. It doesn't give an impression to the others that whether if you're a single owner or you have an entire team to make it happen for you. Website for you to make sure that you get the team to make sure you achieve the end goal. Now, let's summarize the conversation over here. So what we can actually do for you is that along with adding the whole content, completing the whole content part, and providing you a complete user manual for the website. So that way it gets easy for you to handle. Along with that, we're going to actually provide you 3 months of complete maintenance in terms of having the website been designed, developed, and do the maintenance. As a team member, we're going to be working aside with you to make sure that you achieve the end goal in case if you have any quite kind of tweaks to be made on the website. So you will not be doing it by your own self. You will have the assigned dedicated account manager who's going to actually work with you together to make sure that whatever your requirements are gets fulfilled over. Along with that, we can actually give you a 3 months of a complete SEO. That includes the on-page and off-page, SEO things to be done, such as the meta tagging, any kind of robot TEX to be added, any kind of profiling work, such as creating your registering your domain with Google, Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, any other platforms, to make sure that the traffic actually starts to go through with from your website or from those platforms to your website. You know, obviously, once you will start getting the visitors, the organic visitors, I'm not talking about the paid marketing, I'm talking about the organic marketing. So obviously, once the organic traffic starts to flow on the website, the more visitors you get, there are more chances that you may just get more context for your business. And obviously, more context can actually lead up to more business, and more business obviously can go down to more profit. This is how it works. And we'll be making sure that whatever the tweaks that are being left over gets completed within that time frame of 3 months and we will be making sure that the website gets listed within the first 3 search pages of Google. So, you know, and by that time, I'm sure you will be satisfied with each and everything. If you want to actually go ahead and continue that part, and if you give us the job from there to move forward ourselves with doing the marketing, it will be an honor for us to do the marketing of your business as well from there on board. Because since you being with us on board, we kind of make sure that we want to make sure that you have the good user experience with us. But obviously, as to do a few of the things like SEO and a few of the minor parts, obviously we kind of need the additional development resources to be assigned over to your project. So I'm going to need like your approval to actually have a few of the hours being assigned over on the project. The normal cost, if we talk about for all this, you know, somewhere around for 3 months of SEO becomes somewhere around $1,200 to $1,500. But with adding all the work and all the leftovers which are being left over on the website, I can make it just a flat of $1,000 to have it all completed. And there will be no additional fees or taxes. Would is something that you will be paying later down the road.
Yeah, I kind of have my money tied up in a deal, so I won't be able to do that. I mean,
I can understand being as a business owner, you know, you may just be tied up with a lot of things. But if you give me, like, a certain budget on which we can actually go ahead and have things being started up, so that way your website and the portfolio gets completed. And by the time you're satisfied with the services, you can pay the rest of the amount later. That's not a problem with me.
See, that's the thing. I kind of,
I want to make sure that you get a best experience out of me, out of my services and from my site, you know. And that is one of the reasons I wanted to actually get in touch with you and make sure that everything gets resolved in between you and the company and to make sure that we have a smooth ground to obviously work on. I understand that you may just be probably tied in a budget, but if you give me 1% of your trust, I will make sure that the 99% gets returned over from my side, and you know you get the best experience, and and I'm sure I'm expecting more business coming up from your side in terms of marketing and further things from you. the best I am able to offer you as of now, because I can understand your budget, the best I'm able to offer you as of now, if you actually kind of, I mean, if you trust me and my words, I can actually get you started with the minimalistic half of the amount, as what I've quoted you for. You see the results, you see everything. Once as you're satisfied, you can make the rest of the payment later down the road. I'm not asking thousands of dollars, and it's just a minimalistic amount. Make sure that the development resources gets aligned over to your work, and we get everything being completed. You know? And obviously, as you're paying digitally, so there is nothing as such to worry about. Now you have your website. We did it. We did everything as was committed. I want to make sure that we complete the work.
Yeah, you guys have been great.
Beg your pardon?
I say you guys have been great. It's just like I literally just like cleaned my bank account to do this deal, so I don't have anything available to, you know, I don't want to make a commitment and then I can't follow through.
That is one of the reason why I'm actually asking you if you can just make it like, I'm sure you can make it like you know, you're able to make it like somewhere around like $300 to $400, right? Just do me a favor. I'll make sure that I'm not asking you as of now. You see the quality of work. Once you're satisfied, pay the rest of the amount later down the road. That's okay with me. I want to make sure that you give me the basic amounts so that the necessary resources gets aligned over to your project. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty tapped, dude. I have no room for anything at this moment. I mean, once I get this deal completed, then I'd probably be able to. But as of right now, I mean, I just put, you know, $10,000 in earnest money towards a deal. And, you know, I still got other costs that are going to be associated with it. So I don't want to mess with that money and then, you know, not be able to fulfill my end of the bargain on that deal. Like, basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. I don't want to do that. I mean, I do appreciate the effort, and maybe, you know, here in the near future, we can revisit this conversation, but as of right this moment, it won't work for me.
I can understand your point. See, if you actually, I mean, I can understand as you've given me so much of an honor and respect as of now, and I'm honored by your presence over here. I want you to give me, like, just whatever the minimalistic figure that you have. I can get the resources being allocated. That's all I'm saying right as of now. I'm not asking you for your favor of health. I'm asking you for the minimalistic amount of $300. Come on. We live in the United States of America where we actually spend $300 just on a gas or maybe on a lot of things, you know. So I'm just asking, being as a business owner, I'm sure it's not that difficult for you.
But I mean, being as a small business owner and a single parent, like, it just doesn't work right now for me. I don't have anybody, like I said, I'm a one-person show, so all of my stuff is for me. And, you know, I've kept myself out, and I don't want to, you know, jeopardize the roof being over my kid's head to, you know, make sure that my website or that, I mean, I totally get and understand where you're coming from, but right now I have to kind of minimize my expenses if it has nothing to do with me making a return, like, pretty much immediately.
Understandable. Well, see, the best as of now, if you ask me, Michelle, I can do for you, is that if you actually allow me to have just the $200 amount, I can get everything completed once you're satisfied with the service. It means that whatever the amount that is left over, I'm going to be actually putting that amount from my own wallet towards the company budget to make sure that your work doesn't stop at any place. And apart from that, obviously, as you know, that your website does require the SSL to be integrated, SSL and TLS certifications to be updated on it to make sure that the website gets secured on the search engine. Okay. So I can actually have those things being incorporated within your website as a free, as a good gesture of my services. And that's the last
thing for you. Okay. The SSL, doesn't that basically have it to where your site is secured, right?
SSL subscription is basically a security socket layer that's been installed on the URL of the website. Now, what it does is basically...
When you go into the website, you know, it will have the little lock at the top in the bar if it's a secure website, right?
Yes. So it gives your customers a good impression that they are available on a secured website where their information, or by any chance, they might not just go through with any kind of hacking or malware or any spam attack. So I can have that credit with that website as well.
I have to look into that because I thought I purchased that whenever you guys published my website with the hosting, the people that I have hosting it. It's supposed to come with an SSL certificate or like whatever the thing is called. So I'm going to need to reach back out to them to ensure that that's incorporated, because, I mean, when I go and visit the site, obviously it says it's not secured.
Well, your website is with the hosting server. Obviously, hosting, apart from the hosting, it requires the SSL TLS certification and the Norton antivirus to be added within your website server to make sure that any exchange of the information is secure from both ends. Okay? So I'm just going to need a little favor from you, and like 1% of the to return to 99%. And we have developed a good business relationship.
Yeah.
Almost like, you know, it's been half an hour, 45 minutes. We're for the sake of the relationship that we have with the phone, I'm just kind of asking you for a quick favor. You have things lined over and get started with it. And if you're not satisfied by any chance with the services, you let me know, and I'll have things be refunded over to you.
You see, that's the thing. Based off of you guys, and then like you said, the relationship that we have. Like, I mean, I'm trusting of you guys, and by all means, I would be definitely willing to cleanse. Like again, I mean, I'm past. I can't. I have faith in you guys, like in your work and everything like that. It's just at this present moment, I can't do anything.
Okay, understandable. May I know when would be the perfect time so that way I can have the resources being deployed on that particular time and get things started up for you?
I'm thinking like within at least maybe a couple of months or so. Because then by that time, this deal would have gone through. I've been amazing.
By the time in a couple of months, you know, I want to make sure that you have a good working platform and all the rest of the parts are being completed.
You're right, but then again, like I said, I'm a one person show. So I mean, whatever I have to dedicate myself to do in order to get this business up and going properly.
You're actually going to give me probably a time of a week, maybe. That's quite understandable. I can have I can actually ask my billing department to actually have things being allocated on that certain date. Get started with the initial payment, and once the end result is being achieved over on your end, you can pay the rest of the amount to me later on that date.
I think I'm going to have to wait on this one because, I mean, the last thing that I did, I mean, I've already spent well over, like, what, $3,000 almost with you? Well, exactly $3,000 with you guys. So I want to at least get the perks of that before I put more money into it. And, you know, my main thing right now is just getting the website to look properly and go from there.
Understandable. Not a problem. Well, let's do one thing. You can have the few of the minor tweaks being done on the website. Okay. And once as you see the result, probably in the next week, you can let me know, and I can have the rest of the other things taken care of for you. All right?
Okay, perfect. Will they send me, you know, to where I'd be able to make the changes on my own, or am I going to have to just kind of winging?
Well, for now, like, let's say if you want, like, I mean, obviously, as you know, that the content is one of the major requirements, and that's something that's something that has been made by our site. Obviously, if you are actually putting up your own content, it may not just probably be just the layout of the website. So if you need a professional content to be written, obviously that's something we need to understand, that we need to actually hire a content writer in order for us to create a content according to the section and the portions being available on the website. Okay? Now, this is something which you need to understand. I kind of understand that you're hoping to actually achieve the end goal as what you paid $3,000 for the website, but you just pay $3,000 for the website, not for the content. Obviously, for the content, if you want, we can actually have that content being written over. However, if you talk about any kind of user manual being required for the website, I can actually ask my development department to actually provide you a user manual and link to
that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not the most tech savvy, but I'm pretty smart when it comes to, like, you know, being able to follow instructions. And I mean, if I could just get, you know, some instruction as to how to update and edit, then I should be good.
They send you a user manual where it's just a simple tutorial available within that as how you're able to manage your website by yourself. Okay.
Right, that's what I was telling them.
You're able to actually do things by yourself. In case
you're
not able to do so and you need any kind of modifications within that part, you need any kind of functionality to be added, that's where, you know, we will have to assign a particular development resource to in order for us to actually make sure that your functionality has been fulfilled.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. I believe, I know Sam sent me, he sent me the, I guess it was an ID and a password that I had to basically get into the back end, like I had to check, you know, my invoices and that sort of thing. I did see a few videos regarding, you know, making changes to the site, but as far as, like, the things that I need to change, like, the majority of the content, like, I'm not seeing that. So, and then with the email that he sent regarding the...
Videos. Sorry to get you off. These are the basic videos being sent over on, you know, to every client according to their dashboard. So you already have the dashboard videos along with the tutorials is how you're to manage the website. Now, if you kind of need the support to actually have things being done, which you're not able to do, obviously, then we will have to particularly get the resources out, allocate a few of the hours of a particular developer in order for them to make changes as what's required to be done on the website.
Right. Okay. Yeah, see, that's the thing I was saying is that let me actually hop onto my email so I can tell you exactly what the email said, because I did see that he, you know, there was an email there basically saying that, you know, there's a tutorial, you could go in and, you know, do whatever you do to your site. However, the email that I received, as far as that tutorial, if you will, it was blank. There was no link there. So let me pull this up so I can actually read it out to you, so maybe you can help me to understand maybe where I'm going wrong. So give me, if you wouldn't mind giving me one moment. I mean, because like I said, I'm pretty smart. Okay, so the last email that I received was January 18th at 3:58 p.m. It says, "Hi, Michelle. Hope you're doing fine. Here's your video tutorial for your website." I didn't get a video tutorial. The next email was, or the email prior to that was January 18th at 2:59. It says, "Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for your acknowledgement. Basically, I acknowledge the publication of my site. It says, here is your website's complete access. I got the website link. I got the login URL, the username, and password. I didn't get a tutorial video to tell me how to edit things. When I click around and upon searching through my back end, the dashboard, I was able to see certain videos that allowed certain things, but the overall content of the website I was unable to see. So I'm unsure exactly how to do that part. So if I could get maybe that tutorial video to be sent, then I would be able to, I'm pretty sure, like, learn it on my own. And then when it comes time for me to integrate the thing that you were just informing me of, then I will be able to reach out to you guys. And, I mean, if it costs a little bit more, obviously it's something that I want to do. I don't mind paying that. But that's just when the time comes. Right now, my main concern is to change my content, and I don't have a video showing me how to change that content.
That's okay. No problem at all. I will have my developers do the video as how you can do the content changes for you. And we'll share it over with you. Okay. It'll take like 48 to 72 hours for me to get the video being available by the resources. And I'll share that with you. And Veronica, if you like to have content being updated, being modified for the website, obviously we do have the content writers to actually do that for you, and we can make it happen.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your time. I mean, again, you guys are great. I mean, I just, at this point, I don't, you know, have the funds to be able to, I mean, as you can see, it's not, you know, that I'm just not trying to do anything, because, I mean, I've done business with you guys. I'm sure I hadn't spent as much as probably the next man, but, again, as a single mom and, you know, single business owner, to me, that just, you know, shows, like, you know, I'm dedicated. I just, at this point, can't do anything with you, and I don't want to, you know, create that sense of whatever and then I not be able to fall through or, like I said, rob people to pay Paul.
I'm being as a father of two girls as well. So I've got
Are you a single father?
No, I'm not a single father. But I have two girls as well. So
how old are your babies?
Well, one is 1.5 years and the other one is 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, I bet they're super cute. They're fun at this age. When they get, I'm a 14-year-old, and so I would tell people, like, if you don't have kids, don't, because when they become teenagers, they talk back, and you'd be ready to punch them through the wall, but you can't because you love them and they're your kids.
That's how the life is, you know. That's how the life is.
Crazy, you, Sonny, because you got girls. And then just think about it. Whenever they do stuff, like, there's stuff that my oldest son that he does, and I'm like, oh, my God, that is, like, so me. Like, I did that. And it's all you can do is just laugh and sit back and try to handle it to the best of your ability because you're reaping what you sowed.
Yeah, the best part is the moment when I go home. The best part of my day is when I go home, you know, and when I'm there at my door, they kind of get the sense of my availability. By the time when the door opens, I see them both, you know, standing just in front of me. Welcome me. So this is one of the best parts.
I'm so sorry.
That actually makes my day. So I'm and I'm about to get off, and I'm just about to go home. So I'm just kind of waiting on that moment to come again in my life. So
yes.
This is how it is.
When they turn to me, they're like, oh, it's just dad. And it's like, damn, I've done everything. I've been told, you know, I'll spoil your rotten niggas. So they're like, oh, it's just him. Yeah, that's how they get when they become teenagers.
I understand.
You're the most unsung person ever.
That's true.
I have a team, so good. But whenever you guys could get that video sent over to me, I would definitely appreciate it.
No problem at all. No problem. No hard feelings. What I can do for you is that I can have the
the content, the user manual for the content update mm-hmm. being sent over to you. You see that user manual. If you're able to do so, then it's fine. If not, I can send a quick questionnaire over to you by the next week. Let me know whatever your content requirements are. I can have that professionally written over. Okay, within the minimalistic cost, once as you see the draft, you're satisfied with that, we can go ahead and have that updated over. And whatever the rest of the changes would be, I can take care of that within that whole cost and the budget. To make sure that by the end of the day, you're satisfied and the end goal gets achieved over. And from there onwards, if you want to do the marketing part, you know, with the help of ours, it's okay. If you want to do it on your own, you're more than welcome. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And I'm so sorry because I really would like to get you guys to do it. It would make life so much easier for me, but just at this moment,
See, it's always the exchange of business, you know, favors within business if you don't
have it.
So I want to make sure that we stay on the same ground and get to achieve the end goals as what we are looking forward to, okay? Being as a father, I can completely understand and rely on, and think, you know, being as a father, I can actually keep myself in your shoe and think the same way as you are. Being as a business owner, I can understand right after COVID, things are being actually hard, and it's a hard time we're being going through. But I'm sure where there's a will, there is a way. The best ways possible, and all you need within the online industry, all you need is the right direction to make it happen. And you know, I understand you've spent so much of your time and the efforts and so much of the dollar amount towards making it through till this point. You know, I want to make sure that I set up the right directions and have things being aligned over. And this was the whole purpose of this call. So let's do one thing. I can have. I'm gonna actually have my developer redo the video for content update, and we'll share it over with you. We can have a quick discussion. Today is Tuesday. So may I know, would you be available for today's Thursday? I'm sorry, Wednesday. I mean, so I can Friday would be, the best time when you will be getting the video. Can I just follow up with you on Friday, maybe to see whether if you want to actually get it through with the content, so I can have the content being written over.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Alrighty, let's do one thing. I'm going to give you a call on Friday to check back with you on your decision on making the content. If you're great on that, I can have the top being given to my content writer to write a professional content from the scratch for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And God bless you, and God bless your girl, your wife, everybody in your circle.
Thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you so much. And I wish you all the same from my side to you and your family, okay? Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.